You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, and Brenthurst Wealth was voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager 2023. Today I'm speaking to Renee Egal with the subject of prescribed assets. I just want to read you a couple of sentences at the beginning of an article that was attributed to Brenthurst Wealth. It says, with the upcoming elections grabbing so many of today's headlines, it's easy to lose sight of another threat to wealth creation in South Africa. Now, you've got to go back a little bit, Renee. It's been swirling around for 4 or 5 years. What does it mean? What are prescribed assets?
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for having me on your podcast again. So, yeah, in a nutshell, prescribed assets are basically like a government policy that requires investors, such as retirement funds, to, let's say, hold a certain number of investments in government-specified assets. So I think an example would be like, you know, if you had to kind of invest in government bonds, or if you had to invest in state-owned entities, or something to that effect. So, but it's been around for many, many years, but there's a lot of rumblings, you know, at the moment, and depending on what happens with this election, we could look at some changes regarding certain things, and particularly our Pension Funds Act going forward.
What are the implications then for pension funds and people with a pension, people investing in a pension fund?
Yeah, so basically, you know, as it stands now, the Pension Funds Act is fairly flexible. Recently, they changed the offshore allocation from 30% to 45%, which has been, I just think, just over 1 or 2 years now. But basically, it would change the legislation that governs anyone that invests into pre-retirement money. So let's call it an RA, a pension fund, a preservation fund. So any pre-retirement funds. And you know, the biggest worry with this is that, you know, them dictating where money can be invested. And, you know, I must say, we desperately as a country need investment into our economy, and we need, you know, infrastructure, and we need our institutions to do well. But, you know, given the past performance of some of our state-owned entities like Transnet, Eskom, SAA, Post Office, it doesn't breed confidence. So there is that risk.
Yeah, okay. Which investors will be mainly affected? We've spoken about pension funds, so we're talking about people saving for their pension, or their company saving for their pensions for them. Is that the only group of investors that are affected?
Yeah, so at this stage, it's basically, you know, people that are saving towards retirement, because the Pension Funds Act will get changed. Regulation 28, which is one of the, let's call it, legislations within the Act, will basically get changed. And that will, you know, across all avenues, affect anyone who is saving for retirement. And obviously, you know, you can imagine what destruction it will have if they, for example, say, okay, you need to have 50% of your money in South African bonds, or, you know, it's that type of thing. So that's the risk. It's not really for the retired investor or the investor that's over the age of 55. It's more people, you know, that are putting their hard-earned money into pension funds every month, and that's where the risk lies. Is, you know, a lot of people's assets actually lie in their pension funds,
yes,
and in their houses. So there's a definite gap there that needs to be fulfilled if this is something that's going to happen.
Yes, if it is. I mean, that's the whole point. Know. Yeah, exactly. 4 to 5 years. It could take another 4 to 5 years. But let's say it does happen and the Pension Fund Act is changed and everything. It seems to me, first of all, it's a regressive step. I wouldn't like people telling me you've got to have this amount, you've got to have that amount in bonds, etc. That's up to me. That's my business. It's my money. That's why I call this show It's My Money. How do you protect yourself just in case it does happen sooner rather than later, Renee?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, the changes could take some time to be promulgated. Even if, you know, we do have a sudden change, it will take time to change that legislation. But, you know, I also, in my own client base, I kind of encourage clients that are over 55 to, you know, look at rerouting their pensionable money into a living annuity, a life annuity, for example, where you don't have any restrictions of where you can invest, because you're not governed by the regulation 28 when you are in post-retirement vehicles such as a life annuity. So that is an option you could follow. You know, I also kind of, the younger client that now comes across our way, we don't, you know, automatically invest them into the likes of an RA, which is a regulation 28 compliant product. You know, you would look at trying to, I think people need to actually just be a bit more aware and maybe try and free up more discretionary money than pensionable. You know, it makes complete sense to invest in an RA for tax benefits.
Yes.
But, you know, let it not be your only money. You need to also make sure, you know, use of tax-free investments, savings accounts and discretionary investments, and invest directly in hard currency to protect yourself. There's no one size fits all, but you need to, you know, people need to start thinking about these types of things, because when it happens, then it's going to be a lot of panic. I'm not saying it's going to happen. It will take some time, but that is the thinking that clients and investors need to start adapting to.
Yeah, so you've got to adjust your thinking. But I think the thing to do, as always, when we close these conversations, Renee, is you have to sit down with someone like yourself and work it out. Work out what is the best policy for you to ameliorate the effects, the potential effects of prescribed assets. Thank you very much for explaining that. Even I understood it. Renee, thank you very much for your time. Renee Egar is from Brenthurst Wealth. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.